We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. Last night at Fullinger Auditorium, the U of Illinois Symphony Orchestra, led by guest conductor Kazem Abdullah, gave an outstanding performance of Berlioz, Beethoven, and Stacy Garup. Garup's piece American Dream, which was commissioned for UISO to perform for the 1874 project, stood out for its compelling story about the use of blue jeans. The opening piccolo solo, which symbolized a canary in a coal mine, set the tone for a dramatic piece that carried its intensity through two movements. The blend of soft and powerful moments kept the performance engaging, making it a memorable experience for even first-time listeners. For more information about Stacy Garup, visit garup.com. And for more information about upcoming performances, visit krannertcenter.com. Transitioning into local politics, last night there was a City of Champaign Township meeting to vote on the township's 2025 to 2026 budget and appropriation ordinance. Notably, the township manages the Stride Shelter, a low-barrier emergency shelter for adults facing homelessness that accounts for the majority of the township's budget. During the meeting, issues regarding Township Supervisor Kyle Patterson's lack of communication with the Township Board arose. This was exacerbated by his failure to provide the board with Stride Shelter's revision benchmarks in a timely manner before the meeting. The culmination of these issues prompted board member Kathy Shannon to share her feelings.
I have grave concerns. They are the same concerns that I've had all along about transparency and about whether the township has the capacity to do any of this.
Board member Vanna Pianfetti expanded on this, expressing to Patterson how the situation made her feel stuck.
Because if I don't vote yes, I make it difficult for a lot of people in this community. A lot of people. A lot of people that I do not want to see suffer because you can't do your job.
The ordinance was ultimately approved 8-1, with the sole dissenting vote coming from board member Matthew Gladney. In other local developments, Illinois American Water has closed one southbound lane of Neal Street between Park Avenue and Main Street in Champaign due to an emergency water main repair. The closure began Monday and will reopen Friday, October 3rd. During the closure, southbound traffic in that area will be reduced to one lane. The City of Champaign encourages drivers to be cautious when traveling through construction zones. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Olivia Revelon, Sean Farnsley, and Abby Tim. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.